Okay, today's daf is Yom Daf Yud Gimel, or the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Acheret Matkinin Lo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to appoint another wife for the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol needs to be married. He needs to have a bayit. Also important to note that he needs to only have one bayit, because it says Beito in the singular. So you need to appoint a wife. The Rabbanan don't agree that you need to appoint a wife. The Rabbanan Nami Hai Chayshi L'Shema. Why don't they require to have another backup wife ready? They're also concerned for possibilities that may occur. That's why they have a backup Kohen Gadol, right? Amri lach Rabbanan, Tuma Shchicha, Mita lo Shchicha. The Rabbanan would just say, okay, the Kohen Gadol developing Tuma accidentally, that's common, that can happen, right? That's relatively likely to happen even. However, the Kohen Gadol's wife dropping dead in that 1 week, that's not so common. We don't have to be worried about that. Amrulo Imkein in Ledavar Sof, and they responded to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have to be concerned for something like that, there's no end. You have to be concerned for everything. Shapir Ka Amrile Rabbi Yehuda. That's a good svara. That makes sense what they said to Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say back to that? Rabbi Yehuda Amrlach Lamitach Dechada Chayshinan Lamita Tarte Lo Chayshinan. He says, no, it's not that in Ledavar Sof. You can be concerned for one death. That doesn't mean you have to be concerned for multiple deaths. Right? That's a reasonable amount of concern. For Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan say, no, yeah, you have to decide, are we concerned for things that aren't probable, or are we not concerned for things that are not probable? If you're concerned for things that aren't probable, like the death of the wife, you have to be concerned that two wives can also die. And if you don't have to be concerned, then you don't have to be concerned. The Rabbanan, Nemru Inhu Linav Shaihu. But the Rabbanan should also have to consider their own svara against their own shita. If wherever we're concerned, we have to be concerned ad asof. And wherever we're not concerned, we don't have to be concerned at all. Well, then why is it that you only need one backup Kohen Gadol? They admit there's reason to be concerned by the Kohen Gadol becoming Tameh. Well, then there's reason to be concerned that the second Kohen Gadol is going to become Tameh, and a third Kohen Gadol is going to become Tameh. So if you say, where we're concerned ad hasof, well, then you should, in the davar sof, on the Kohanim, you need to have backup Kohanim. Amri lecha Rabbanon Kohen Gadol Zarezu. No, the Kohen Gadol is particularly careful about Tuma, so we're not worried that we don't need 100 of them. Yizarezu lam mitaglin Kohen Acher. Well, if he's so careful, why do we need any backup Kohanim? Kevan de avdinon leitzara kol shekein de mizdarez tfe. Because if he sees that we appoint someone else who is just ready and willing to go take over his spot, he's going to be even more careful not to develop Tuma. If he thinks like, okay, I'm all you got. Okay, so he's not going to be so careful. But if he realizes someone else is just ready and willing to take his place, he's going to be exceedingly careful. Is it sufficient that we just appoint a woman to be his potential wife, right? But the Torah says it needs to be his bayit, right? He needs to be married to her. So it's not enough that we just have a woman ready to go. The Mekadesh law. No, we mean that he betrothed her. But as long as he doesn't actually marry her, if she's just betrothed, she's still not called bayit, the kanisla. Yeah, but he actually marries her. That's what we're talking about. Wait 1 second. If he actually marries her, then he has two wives. And he can't have two wives. He atones for himself and on behalf of his home. His one home, not his two homes. So he can't have two homes. He can't have two wives. Yeah, he divorces her after the fact. Right? And then he only has one. Well, if he divorced her, then we have the same problem of she's not his wife. In which case, he only has one wife and he doesn't have a backup wife. Lo tricha de migarish la al tnai, right? Because he divorces her on a condition. This is your get on the condition that you die before the end of Yom Kippur. How does that help? If she doesn't die, then she was never divorced, and then he had two homes. He had two wives, and this shouldn't work. Right? Rather, he says, no, this is your get on the condition that you don't die by the end of Yom Kippur. So if he doesn't die, if she doesn't die, then they're divorced, and they're divorced retroactively. That's how getting out tonight work. If you give a woman a get, and you say, on the condition that this happens, right? Then, and that thing happens a day later, you're actually considered to be divorced from the previous day, right? It works retroactively from the time that you gave it. So if he says that this is your get on the condition that you don't die, well then if she doesn't die by the end of Yom Kippur, then retroactively they were divorced from before Yom Kippur and you only had one bite. Elad harezeg v'dilma lo mait v'havalei shnei vatim. Boy, 1 second. No, we did that. Ela imayit megar shela v'imita ha kaima hach. But if she does die, if the second one does die, meaning the get doesn't work, but she's dead, so he only has one bite because he still has the other wife. V'dilma hi lo meita v'havalei gita d'hai gita. But wait 1 second. What if the divorced wife doesn't die, right? Meaning that the get works. Umita chaverta v'kamle below bite. But the first wife does die, and then he doesn't have a wife because the first wife died and the second wife is considered to be divorced. Rather, he makes the stipulation of, on the condition that one of you die, if one of them dies, then you still have the other one, and that one dies, and you still have the other one. But what if none of them die? If none of them die, then the stipulation is not reached on the get, in which case she's never divorced, in which case you have your first wife and the second wife. Ve'od, and furthermore, ki haigav nami hava gita. Right? You can't make a get with those criteria. Ve'hama rava hareza gitech al menat shelo tishtei yayin kol yimei chayayin v'chayichi. Right? Doesn't Rava say that if you make a condition, this is your get on a condition that you never drink wine in your life or in my life, ein zakritut. That doesn't work because that's not a separation. Right? A separation means you're not shayich to one another anymore. So if at any point you drink wine, right, then you're undivorced and you can go be married again. That's not a separation between your whole life. You have this connection to your previous husband by what you're not allowed to do. Otherwise, you're going to get, you know, remarried to him automatically. So you can't make a proper divorce based on a condition that she has to keep maintaining her whole life. But if you say all the days of his life, well, that works because there's a separation there. So if you make a stipulation that this is your divorce, this is your get, if you die before the end of Yom Kippur, well, then you're making a condition that lasts for the rest of her life, and that doesn't work. Ela da amar la, rather, here's what he says. Hareze gitech al menat shelo tamut chavertech. This is your get on the condition that the other woman doesn't die. Ilo maita chaverta migarsha. So if the other woman doesn't die, then she's divorced. Vi maita hakamaha. Right? And if she does die, well, then you still have this wife. Vidilma maita chaverta bapalga davoda. Oh, new problem. Maybe the other woman is going, I mean, now that you're putting it on the other woman, what happens to her? Maybe she dies halfway through the avoda. Viglai milta lemafreya de gita. Who the avid le avoda b'shnei vatim, right? In which case she dies halfway through the avoda, and so the second one isn't divorced at all because the first one died, but the first one was still alive for the first half of the avoda. So the first half of the avoda, he had two wives. Rather, he says this is your get on the condition that the other wife dies. But wait 1 second. If she does die, right, and then if she does die, then the get works. In which case, the first wife dies, the second wife is divorced, and you have no bite. So how does that help you? Rather, here's what the Kohen Gadol has to do. He has to divorce both of them. L'chada amar la, so to one of them, right, to wife number one, he says, Hareza gitech amenat shelo tamut chavertech. This is your get on the condition that your friend doesn't die. So if the other wife doesn't die, then you're divorced. V'l'chada amar hareza gitech amenat shelo tikansi lebet ha'kneset. Right, whereas he puts a different type of stipulation in the second one. This is your get on the condition that you don't go to a bet ha'kneset. V'dilma lo maita chaverta v'lo hayla hi lebet ha'kneset. But 1 second, can't you just say that maybe the first one doesn't die and the second one doesn't go to a bet ha'kneset? V'havela gita tarvayhu gita. In which case, both stipulations are met and then both divorces are effective. In which case he has no wife. El chada amar la rabbi. No, he has to say like this. To one wife, he says, to the first wife, he says, this is your get on the condition that the other wife doesn't die. And this is your get on the condition that I will go into a Beit Knesset. Now, if the first one dies, so the second one is still married, and he just won't go into a Beit Knesset, and then he will, you know, maintain the marriage. V'imaita haikaima ha. But if one of them does die, then the other one is still married. Ma'ikalameimar. So is there any other concern that we still haven't met? Dilma ma'ita chaverta bepalgat avoda. Yeah. We have a concern of if one of them dies halfway through the avoda, then it'll be like he has two wives the first half of the avoda. V'avad le avod l'mafrei v'shnei batim. In which case, retroactively, he had two wives during the first half of the avoda. Ichaze le right, but if he sees that she's about to die, kadim ihu va'ayel beit knesset, he can just go into a beit knesset umash v'legita dahagid l'mafreya. In which case, he puts that get into effect, and then that one dies, and he wasn't married to her l'mafreya, and then he still has the second wife, and that's how you can do it. Based on your svara, from the fact that it says bite, he needs to only have one bite, and if he doesn't only have one bite, the din doesn't work. Well, when it comes to a yavama, if yavama is a woman who died and her husband didn't give him any children, so there's a mitzvah for the husband's closest relative to marry the woman. That way, you know, he can kind of like restore the household of the brother that died without children. Okay, but there it also says by yavama, it says bayit in reference to her. So if there are two yavamas, if the husband had two wives, right, then that's not bayit. In which case, are you saying that there's no yibum if the husband had two wives? Well, we know that can't be the answer. We know that can't be the case if there's no yibum, because we know for a fact that there's yibum. Yivamto riba. Yeah, but it says yivamto several times unnecessarily, and from that we understand that a person can have multiple yivamas, and you shouldn't understand that beto as meaning you can only have one. Well, similarly, then an arusa, a betrothed woman, shouldn't have yibum, because what you just said is, it says bayit. Bayit means fully married. And what you said was that a betrothed woman is not considered fully married. So an arusa whose husband dies, so she also shouldn't be, so she also can't get yibum from the same zvara. Hachutza, l'rabat tzitza arusa. No, because there, by the Yibum, it says, it makes reference to an Isha Hachutza, an outside wife. What's an outside wife? That's coming to include someone who's only betrothed in Yibum. So, what we're trying to say here is, it says Bayit by Yibum. So, we said Bayit by the Kohen Gadol means that you can only have one of them, you can only have one wife, and it needs to be a full wife and not just a betrothed wife. If that's the case, but also says by yibum, in which case you can only have one yavam, you can't have two yavamot, and it needs to be a full wife and not a betrothed. But that's difficult because we know both of those instances are not actually true. You can have a betrothed yavama, and you can have more than one yavama. So from the fact that it says yivamato, the multiplicity of the mentionings there means that you can have multiple yavamas. And from the fact that it says hachutza, an outside wife, we come to include the betrothed woman. Tan Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Makriv Onin, with the Brita taught the following. A Kohen Gadol can still do the avoda if he's an onin, right? If he has a relative die that day, he's an onin. Before the burial, he's an onin. He's patur mitzvah, but he can still do the avoda. Ve'enu ochel. However, he can't eat from the meat. He can just do the avoda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole day. Unclear what Rabbi Yehuda means by the whole day. So let's clarify. Ma'ay kol hayom. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean by saying the whole day? Amar Rava lo nitzricha el lahavio mitoch beito. Meaning that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, says Rava, Rabbi Yehuda would say, even if he's an onen, pull him out of his house to come do the avoda. Right? That's how much he should be doing the avoda. You got to bring him from home to do the avoda. Amar le abaye hashda le Rabbi Yehuda apuke mapkinan le detanya haya omenu makriv al gabe amizbeach ve shama shemet lo me. When it comes to a Kohen Hedyot, a normal Kohen who becomes an Onen, we totally stop him from doing the Avodah, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who we're talking about, you totally stop him from doing the Avodah, right? You stop him. You don't let him continue, right? But Rabbi Yossi says you continue. So in a normal Kohen, Rabbi Yehuda says you stop him in the middle. But by a Kohen Gadol, you say even bring him from your home? How do you explain the disparity of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita here? By a Kohen Hedyot, you stop him in the middle of a Kohen Gadol, even if it's not even there, you should bring him. Unlikely that Rabbi Yehuda holds both of those extreme positions. Ella Amar Rava, my Kol Hayom. Rather, Rava offers a different explanation of Kol Hayom. Lomar She'enu Oved Kol Hayom Gzera Shema Yochal. What he meant was that during the day, the Kohen Gadol should not continue his Avodah, because he's an Onen Mide Oraita, and he's part of a mitzvah, and we're concerned that maybe he's going to come to eat. So he can't do during the day at all. However, at night, if he's still an Onen at night, because it's only the Rabbanon, so then he could do the Avodah. But now we're going to challenge that second understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, because that second understanding is to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds it as a gzeira that we don't let him do the Avodah because he might come to eat from the Korban. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that we're concerned that he's going to eat and we should make a gzera that he can't do the avodah at all? Didn't we learn in a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Acheret Matkinin Lo, that Rabbi Yehuda says you need to appoint a second wife for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Shema Tamot Ishto, because maybe his wife is going to die. Ve'imaita Ishto Avi Davoda Velo Gazar Rabbi Yehuda Shema Yochal. Boy, 1 second. If his wife dies, what does that mean about him? He's an Onein. And yet, we don't seem to be concerned that he's going to come to eat, in which case we shouldn't let him do the Avodah at all. We let him do the Avodah, even though he's an Onein. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda isn't concerned for the possibility that he eats the Korban, and therefore stops him from doing the Avodah. So how do you hold that Rabbi Yehuda has this concern that we don't let him do the Avodah when he's an Onen because he might eat from it? Amar le hachi hashta? So Rava responded to Rav Adabar Ava, how on earth are you comparing these two cases? Hotam keva de yom kippurim hu dechule alma lo ka'achli hu nami lo ati lemechal. The Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur. No one's eating on Yom Kippur, so we don't have a concern that the Kohen Gadol is going to eat that day because he's an Onen. Nobody's eating that day. It's Yom Kippur, right? But here, where everyone is eating, Rav Yehuda has the concern that the Kohen Gadol also might eat. But wait 1 second. Let's challenge the whole basis of that challenge. Right? If the Kohen Gadol's wife dies, that's what we were talking about, he's going to be an Onen. Really? He's going to be an Onen? V'hamigarsha. Didn't we just say that we orchestrated the situation where if she died, that the divorce takes place retroactively, in which case they're not married? Why would he be an Onen if they were considered to be divorced before she died? It's not considered a karov, it's not a relative. Nehi da'aninot lo chai lale atrude mi itrude mi lo mitraid. Just because he's not an Onen doesn't mean he's not going to be pretty distracted. I mean, he felt pretty married to her, right? They were married up until, you know, she died. In which case, even though he's not technically an Onen, still he's going to be very, very, very distracted and very distraught that day. In which case, he still couldn't eat from the Avodah. So it was a relevant challenge, even though he's not technically halachically an Onen. Okay, up to the Mishnah. We'll stop here.